song, and this is VOA 1, The Hits.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners. So we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English.
Today on the program, you will hear from Brian Lynn and John Russell. Later, Kelly Jean Kelly will present America's Presidents. But first, here is Brian Lynn.
Chinese researchers say they believe a group of rockets could be used to change the path of asteroids that might pass near Earth. A team at China's National Space Science Center carried out simulations on the proposed asteroid defense system. The scientists said their research suggests 23 rockets of China's biggest kind of rockets could force a large asteroid to change direction. They said the rockets could move the asteroid from its path by a distance of 1.4 times Earth's radius. Most experts agree that there is only a small likelihood that a large asteroid or other space object will crash into Earth and cause great destruction. However, many organizations do recognize the real risk of such an event. For example, the U.S. space agency NASA and its international partners continuously search the skies for what scientists call near-Earth objects. Such objects include asteroids and comets that come within 50 million kilometers of Earth's orbit. The Chinese research was based on defending against a specific asteroid, Bennu, which orbits the Sun. Bennu is about a half kilometer wide. It is considered a near-Earth asteroid. NASA says Bennu reaches its closest distance to Earth every 6 years. The researchers recently reported on their proposal in a study in a planetary science publication called Icarus. China's Long March 5 rockets are a central part of the country's space program. They have been used to launch space station elements and carry spacecraft to the Moon and Mars. China has successfully launched 6 Long March 5 rockets since 2016. Alan Fitzsimmons is a professor of astrophysics at Queen's University Belfast in Northern Ireland. He told Reuters he finds the idea of using rockets to act as an asteroid deflector a rather nice concept. Fitzsimmons continued, "By increasing the mass hitting the asteroid, simple physics should ensure a much greater effect." He added, however, that the actual operation of such a mission needs to be studied further. Experts have estimated there is about a 1% chance that a 100-meter-wide asteroid would strike Earth in the next 100 years, said Gareth Collins. He is a professor at Imperial College London. Something the size of Bennu colliding is about 10 times less likely, Collins added. Scientists say deflecting an asteroid's path presents a lower risk than blasting the rock with nuclear explosives, which may cause it to break into pieces without changing direction. A similar idea has already developed into a planned NASA mission called the Double Asteroid Redirection Test. Sometime between late 2021 to early 2022, NASA plans to launch the robotic DART spacecraft to reach the near-Earth asteroid Didymos. NASA considers Didymos a binary asteroid system. This means it is made up of a large main asteroid and a smaller moonlet asteroid. NASA says when the DART spacecraft arrives at Didymos about a year after launch, it will attempt to crash land on the moonlet. The test seeks to find out how the crash will affect the asteroid's travel path. I'm Brian Lynn.
A virus that usually sickens children during cold weather months has surprised doctors and put many babies in the hospital in the United States. The virus is called RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus. It is a common sickness that is like the common cold. But the virus can also cause severe sickness in babies and old people. Cases of RSV dropped sharply last year when people mostly stayed at home and avoided busy areas during the COVID-19 health crisis. But RSV cases began increasing as pandemic restrictions eased. "I've never seen anything like this before," said Dr. Kate Dutkevich. She is medical director at Beacon Children's Hospital in South Bend, Indiana. "I've never seen cases in July or close to July," she added. She recently treated two babies who were infected with RSV. Both needed oxygen treatment to help them breathe. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a health advisory on June 10th. It warned of an increase in RSV cases across parts of the southern United States. Cases have appeared in other areas, too. LaRonda St. John became worried when her six-week-old son, Beau, developed a bad cough. She suspected RSV when she saw that he seemed to be struggling to breathe easily. "The doctor's office couldn't get me in because they were flooded with people calling about children with similar symptoms," St. John said. A medical test at the hospital confirmed Beau had RSV. The baby developed an above-normal heart rate and had to be hospitalized overnight. His 16-month-old sister, Lulabel, also got the virus but was not as sick and did not need to go to the hospital. St. John said at first she thought her children might have COVID-19 because it is the wrong season for RSV. "I can't say I was relieved because I know RSV is just as bad," she said. In the United States, RSV leads to 2 million doctor visits each year, 58,000 hospitalizations, and up to 500 deaths in children under the age of 5. That is higher than the estimated number of children affected by COVID-19. Among adults aged 65 and older, RSV causes 180,000 hospitalizations and 14,000 deaths yearly. Cases in children and adults usually develop in the autumn through early spring. Off-season cases of RSV reported in Australia were a sign that the same might happen in the United States, said Dr. Larry Koscielek. He is an infectious disease specialist with Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago. Babies are usually exposed to RSV during the first year of life. Often, older children in the family become infected at school and bring the virus home, Koscielek said. Because of stay-at-home orders and social distancing during the pandemic, young babies and children were not exposed to the virus as much as usual last autumn and winter. That just leaves a much larger proportion of susceptible infants, Koscielek said. In infants, signs of RSV may include increased crying, poor feeding, a high body temperature, and lack of energy. In infants and in babies born earlier than expected, the virus can cause small airways in the lungs to expand and fill up with thick fluid. Babies who develop this condition, called bronchiolitis, may require hospitalization and oxygen treatment.
Imagine you want to talk about a plan you are making, perhaps for a trip this summer. In today's Everyday Grammar, we will explore some important ideas for discussing plans. You will learn about important verb forms and expressions that can be used to talk about summer vacations or really any kind of fun event in the future. When we talk about planning, we are generally talking about future time. English speakers show future time by using a couple of different structures. The first is to add the word will. For example, a student might say,
I will finish my homework later.
The main verb is finish. The word will suggests a future time. In everyday speech, English speakers often shorten will, as in,
I'll finish my homework later.
When talking about summer plans, a person might say,
We will travel in August.
Or,
We'll travel in August.
But English speakers also use the structure be plus going to talk about future plans. An example of this would be,
We are going to travel in August.
In everyday speech, going to is sometimes shortened to gonna, as in,
We're gonna travel in August.
But will and be going to are not the only useful structures for talking about plans. Different kinds of expressions can also be helpful. Perhaps one of the most useful of these structures is make plus a noun phrase. A noun phrase is a group of words that act like a noun in a sentence. Consider this example.
Have you made summer plans yet?
Yes, we talked, argued, and finally made a decision.
So, what are your plans?
We made arrangements to stay at a hotel on the beach.
You don't sound very happy about it.
I wanted to go visit family.
I'd rather go to the beach. Your family must be a lot nicer than mine.
Note that the structure make plus a noun phrase appeared several times. made summer plans, made a decision, made arrangements. In this case, make plus a noun phrase means to plan or decide to do something. English speakers also often use phrasal verbs when talking about plans. A phrasal verb is a verb and another short word or words that act together in a sentence. They take on a meaning different from what the individual words suggest. One common phrasal verb used for planning is pick up. Pick up has different meanings, but probably the most common one is to get or take something or someone from a place. So, someone might plan to pick up a family member from the airport, or a person might plan to pick up some food. Consider this example.
Are you going to pick up Ben at the airport?
Yes, he arrives at 8 o'clock.
What will you do for dinner?
We will pick up some food on the way home.
Note that both will and be going to appear in the discussion, as does the phrasal verb pick up. Take some of the ideas you heard today and use them to write about your own plans. These plans can be real or imagined. What is important is that you get experience describing plans of many kinds. Of course, there are many other ways you can talk about future plans, but we will wait to explore those ideas in a future program. I'm John Russell.
VOA Learning English presents America's Presidents. Today we are talking about Ronald Reagan. He was president for 2 terms and served from 1981 to 1989. Before that, he was the governor of California, worked as an actor, and led a labor union. As president, Reagan is credited for changing the direction of the country. He tried to establish a feeling of confidence in the American people. Although not everyone profited equally from his policies, the president rarely suffered in public opinion polls. Reagan was called the Great Communicator because he was able to connect with many Americans and to speak persuasively about conservative values. He is remembered warmly by many Republican Party politicians and voters especially. Ronald Reagan is often linked to California and the American West, but he was born and raised in Illinois, in the center of the United States. His father sold shoes, and his mother mostly took care of Ronald and his older brother, Neil. The entire family supported the Democratic Party, especially President Franklin Roosevelt. While the boys were growing up, the Reagans did not have much money, and the father suffered from alcoholism. But Ronald was energetic and took part in many activities. He played football and basketball, ran on the track team, swam, acted in plays, led student groups, wrote for school newspapers and yearbooks, and worked several jobs to help pay for his education and support his parents. He attended Eureka College in Illinois and completed his studies in 1932. One of his first jobs out of college was as a sports announcer for a radio station. He had an appealing voice and a natural way of talking that was a good fit for radio. Reagan was also good-looking and a dependable worker. In time, he was offered a chance to act in movies, and moved to California. During his acting career, Reagan made more than 50 films. He also married actress Jane Wyman and had two children with her. But after several years, the relationship ended. Their marriage ended in divorce. 4 years later, Reagan married another actress. Her name was Anne Robbins, but she was called Nancy Davis. They also had two children. As he was starting his second family, Reagan began another part of his career. He served as host of a popular television series about the American West. He also became president of a labor union, the Screen Actors Guild. It represented actors, announcers, and others working in the film and television industry. During that time, Reagan's political beliefs changed. He increasingly supported conservative ideas. During public appearances, he often spoke in support of business interests. He also expressed concern that the federal government was limiting Americans' freedom. The message was well received by many Americans. Although the Democratic Party was in power for most of the 1960s, a number of Americans were becoming increasingly conservative. Reagan won national recognition in 1966 when he successfully ran for governor of California as a Republican. In 1970, voters re-elected him to the position. But Reagan had set his sights on the presidency. He sought the Republican nomination in both 1968 and 1976. Finally, in 1980, he won the office. By that time, he had already had several careers, as well as a long life. At age 69, he was the oldest person until then to be elected president. When Reagan took office, he made improving the U.S. economy his highest concern. One way to do that, he believed, was to reduce the influence of the federal government. He wanted especially to cut some of the government programs that former President Lyndon Johnson had put in place to help poor people. Reagan believed that cutting taxes, especially on big businesses, would help strengthen the economy and in time help everyone. In a speech after taking office, Reagan noted that government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. At first, the economy continued to struggle, but in a few years, Reagan's policies appeared to work. Unemployment dropped, the stock market rose, and many industries grew quickly. Americans often remember Reagan's presidency as a time of economic growth. Not everyone benefited equally, however. Reagan's critics observed that his policies largely helped people who were already wealthy. The divide between rich and middle-class Americans increased during Reagan's presidency. And Reagan did not reduce government spending in all areas. In fact, he sharply increased military spending. One result was a large national debt. Another result, Reagan supporters say, was a quicker end to the Cold War. One of Reagan's major foreign policy goals was to end the standoff with the Soviet Union. He believed that building up the U.S. military was the best way to pressure the Soviets to reach an agreement on arms control. Reagan also spoke out strongly against communism. In his second term, he famously appealed to the new Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, to tear down the Berlin Wall. For some, the wall was a sign of communism. Many historians say Reagan's policies worked. For sure, Reagan and Gorbachev improved relations between their countries. And in time, the Soviet leadership permitted the Berlin Wall to come down. In addition to the economy and the Cold War, Reagan is often remembered for his likable personality. He spoke easily with the public, often had a positive message about the country, and usually appeared cheerful. He won even more public approval after a man with mental problems tried to kill him. The bullets seriously injured several people nearby and just missed Reagan's heart. Yet, shortly after he was shot, the president joked with his wife and with his doctors. Opinion polls showed that the recovered president was more popular than ever. Reagan's political image also survived a scandal known as Iran-Contra. In brief, Congress found that a number of government officials secretly sold U.S. weapons to Iran as part of a deal to free hostages. Then, the officials used some of the money to help rebels in Nicaragua. The actions violated congressional rules. They also challenged Reagan's promise that he had not traded weapons for hostages. The president apologized for any part he had played in the events. Polls showed that, in general, the American public accepted his apology and continued to trust him. Unlike most U.S. presidents, who lose public support during their terms, Reagan finished his time in office as he had taken it, with the support of more than half of Americans. Reagan retired to his home in California with his wife, Nancy. For several years, he wrote about his life and helped organize his presidential library. But in a few years, the former president announced that he suffered from Alzheimer's. The disease affects people's ability to think, remember, and express themselves. Soon, Reagan disappeared from public life. He died in 2004. But he is well remembered as an able politician who could work effectively with many people. He is also remembered, by both supporters and critics, for being a powerful voice for conservative ideas and traditional values. His influence extended beyond his two terms. Later generations of leaders and voters called themselves Reagan Republicans. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.